Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Oh, where am I going to stay?
When a disaster strikes, the worry runs circles in your head.
What do I do now?
Pause, breathe in, and call ASAP Contracting and Roofing now. 314-381-3300 in Missouri. 618-281-8675 in Illinois.
Keep your engine running like new with Mobil 1 Extended Performance. It's proven to protect your engine for 15,000 miles between oil changes. Guaranteed. Look for it wherever you buy motor oil.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
squirrel gravy.
So you hear that, Bernice?
We're about
squirrel gravy.
Pinion's Playhouse on the
She's smiling down from heaven when she heard that. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the June 21st, sort of the first full day of summer of 2012. And this edition of Pinion's Playhouse brought to you by the number one selling replacement window in the United States, and that is Window World. Windowworld.com would be the website to go to make sure you're not getting an imitator. Of course, the only thing they can imitate is the price. That's the only thing that they can do that's anywhere, you know, like Window World is the price. Not the same window. How about this?
Hey!
How about a round of introductions? Let's start with the control board operator on the job now for how many years? How many years?
11, 12 years, something like that, I think.
11 or 12 years. Eon the Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not hearing from your advisor, you need to call Mark and Jason because they talk to all of their clients every 3 months.
That's right.
For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Looking cute as always, voluptuous, sensuous, attractive, Tina Dalpiez, host of the Tuesday Wood Report, and so much more. Say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
There she is, Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. You know, I watched that Justin Bieber thing last night, and I watched the security people, and I, as good as they were, pale in comparison to Hebe Jimenez. Hebe does a great job, and he loves his work. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is high again.
Sharing squirrel gravy with the apostles, the disciples, with everybody in heaven. And no, I did not.
What?
I've never tried that. Squirrel what?
Cheese.
Squirrel cheese.
Ew. Oh, man.
That
I don't
does
know
not
about
sound
that.
Good, Red Boy.
Yeah.
Have a nutty flavor?
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
We'll look
that's
into
good.
That. Give it up, if you would, for Bruce Limpurst and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Thank you. You're too kind. Thank you. Thank you so much. Coming up at the end of the Playhouse, probably the oldest blonde joke that I know. I seriously think it may be one of the first blonde jokes that I ever heard. And I don't know when blonde jokes started. I think they started when we had to stop the Pollock jokes. They had to have a replacement.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll just take those jokes and make them blonde jokes. I think that's what happened. So that's on the way. Window World. One of the very few windows with the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. You used to see that a lot on TV, especially in the 60s. The Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, and they pop that seal up on the screen. I don't seem to see it as much anymore on TV commercials, but it's still very important and harder to get than ever. When I started talking about Window World, I don't know that anybody else bothered to do this, but I did, because it's one thing to say, and we have the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. I wanted to know how hard it was to get. Go Google sometime. Just type in what's involved in getting the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Wait, and it's not something you just get and keep once you have it. They retest. They, on a regular basis, they come back and want to make sure that what you're saying about your product is still true. Because you could get the seal of approval and then cut the quality of your product. Eh, not so fast. Doesn't work that way. Those people are insistent that you keep your promises no matter how long that product is on the market. According to J.D. Power and Associates, and I think we've all heard of them, highest-ranking window retailer in customer satisfaction in the country, number one in windows sold in the country, great supporter of St. Jude Children's Hospital, and in addition to all that stuff, it's just a flat-out great window at a beyond reasonable price, $189, whether you buy one or you buy 100. Window World. 30,000-plus homes in the St. Louis area have Window World windows in them. You could be next. Starts with your phone call. Number was found at this website, windowworld.com, or I can just give you the number, 314-993-1800. They have two offices in the St. Louis area. I am, and I mean, I know that from a technology standpoint, it's easy these days, but I'm still blown away when I get an email from a listener in this case, Germany. That's still,
wow.
there's a 7-hour time difference. So this guy, you know, downloads the show onto his iPod. He says, Frank, I used to listen religiously to the show when I lived in St. Louis in the 90s and early 2000s. But started a job where I traveled frequently, and now my family and I live in Germany until 2015. So I'm assuming he's with a company, you know, where they move you around, and I mean, he obviously knows that he's there till 2015. He says, I recently discovered the downloadable MP3 versions of the show, and I am in heaven. I put them on my iPod, and I listen when I'm driving. Or I can even download them to my work computer and listen during the day. This is a hardcore listener. This guy's got it all figured out here. He says, I'm not sure how long you've been doing this, but I'm glad the shows are available. And AM and the PM, Jason Davis in Germany. So, Jason, thank you for the email. We appreciate it. How about Sandusky's adopted son?
They said
that when Sandusky went in, I guess it was yesterday, he was supposed to take the stand. And they said there was a brief meeting. And when he came out of it, he looked like he'd seen a ghost. You know that in that meeting, they said, oh, by the way, in the words of Gomer Pyle, surprise, surprise, surprise. Your own adopted son is now decided to tell his story about how you... This is probably what's going to really do this guy in.
But
Matt,
didn't they
Matt
already,
Sandusky.
Didn't what? They already send the jury into deliberations?
Not at this point.
No.
I think they have now, or are they still now? The defense is rested, so yeah. Now the jury gets sequestered, and they go into deliberation. But at the very point where Sandusky was going to get on the stand, all of a sudden his attorney said, "Nope, the defense rests." I just think they were afraid because Sandusky's a moron. You heard how he incriminated himself in that Bob Costas interview. I mean, this guy, it's too dangerous to let him get up on the stand. He's just say something stupid. But I really didn't know about the adopted son thing. I knew he had adopted kids. But, yeah, that's not good. But maybe that's what we need to get him to end up where he deserves to end up. I watched Dallas last night. Anybody following the new Dallas? No? Am I the only one?
No, you're the only one.
What a bunch of losers. It's so good. Holy cow, it's good. And that J.R. Ewing, he's nastier as an old guy than he ever was as a younger J.R. So for those of you who watch Dallas, still not too late to jump in and catch up. You only have to get familiar with like 3 or 4 new characters, the next generation. Bobby's kid and JR's kid, and then Bobby's wife. Remember Victoria Principal?
Yeah.
Peon?
Yeah.
Peon, I know you.
You remember her.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
She had a couple of things that would be memorable to you.
Yes.
What happened to her? She was Pam Ewing. Where is she these days?
I don't know.
She's not dead or something, is she?
No, she did like a workout CD and stuff like that.
Did she turn real ugly or something? Sometimes those hot chicks just turn ugly and they don't want anybody to see them.
She may have had the face stretch.
Yeah.
Something happened. $28 million award in a Jehovah's Witness abuse case. And the only reason I mention this story is there aren't too many Jehovah's Witnesses jokes, but I heard one a couple of years ago, and I thought it was just so funny. This, by the way, is about a Northern California jury that awarded $28 million in damages to a woman who said the Jehovah's Witnesses allowed an adult member of the church to molest her when she was a child. And the joke is that the Jehovah's Witnesses knock on this guy's door and introduce themselves. You know, they're always real well-dressed, like they're just out of church or something. And they got literature, and they ask if the guy has a couple minutes. Do they come in? He says, sure, come on in. He walks in, closes the door, and they just stand there and stare at each other. And the guy says, well, now what? And the Jehovah's Witness says, we don't know. We've never gotten this far. Nobody ever lets them in, except my wife, who almost let him in.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Yeah, we'll tell that story again another time. Now, tell me if you agree with this. Here's an article I read from a music critic, and he's talking about the fact that this is the 50th anniversary of the Beatles' first big hit, and it all kind of took off for them 50 years ago. And he's actually the author of a book called Paperback Writer, and his name is Mark Shipper, and he says that working together, the Beatles were geniuses. He says the other two Beatles, though, other than Lennon and McCartney, were little more than journeyman musicians who just spent most of their time trying to keep up. And he says Ringo Starr doesn't actually realize this, that he seriously thinks he's the world's greatest living drummer. He says, but if you put Ringo in the Rolling Stones, there'd be no Stones. But Charlie Watts, if he needed the paycheck, could have played for the Beatles. I think this guy's right.
Yeah.
I think you got two totally different levels of Beatles. John Lennon and Paul McCartney on a completely different plane than Ringo. I think Ringo Starr and George Harrison are like the two luckiest guys in the world.
I don't know.
I think George had some pretty good songs.
Yeah.
Okay, but it's still a different level than John. Okay, here's the. It's top of the heap. John Lennon, Paul McCartney, and John Lennon, and Paul McCartney probably on the very top just because of his personality, and in addition to talent, the fact that he just connected with people, I think, better than even John Lennon did. Then would come George Harrison. I'll give you that, and then Ringo. And I've heard other people who are drummers say, Ringo Starr's not a great drummer.
No.
He's just not considered to be that great a drummer. But we'd certainly all trade places with any one of them, I think. I don't think we updated you on this, and maybe that day that I was off, maybe you guys talked about this. Did you guys talk? What's you met that? The guy walking across America, and he was writing a book called The Kindness of America?
Yes.
And then he said he got shot. He shot himself. He shot himself so he could have that story to tell.
It's a promotion for his book.
To promote his book, he shot himself in the arm.
What an idiot.
Yeah. And now nobody's going to buy his book. All right, here's something that bugs me. And I'm holding this ad, and I'm not going to say who it's for. I'm not interested in, you know, costing anybody any business. But I will just tell you that the category is weight loss. And I've seen this before in other ads. And there's the testimonial in quotes. I lost 63 pounds in 4 months with no exercise. Blah, blah, blah. My feet used to hurt. My legs used to hurt. I feel great. And then at the end it says, Dennis D. I hate those. Here's one. I am so excited about the results of this product. Nancy M. Now, really? I mean, whoever checks that? You think anybody ever calls the company and go, hey, is there really a Nancy M? And they're not going to tell you. They're not going to give you her name. Anyway, so do you ever know? That's kind of an easy thing to do and cheat on, I think. Winona Judd, Tina may have this next Tuesday in the Wood Report, married now for the third time. She married her drummer, Cactus Moser.
Oh, well, this one's going to be her last.
Now, this sounds like this is going to stick.
Yeah, it is.
They
were married They were married at her farm in
Cactus.
You're even more clever than we are.
I thought you were talking about the drummer.
Yeah, wow. So did I with the sticks.
Married in Leapers Fork, Tennessee. That's where her farm is. He's 55. He's a drummer in her band. I didn't even know the name of her band. You know what the name of her band is?
Nope.
No.
The Big Noise. That's the name of her band. This is her third marriage. She's 48. He's 55. They've been dating since 2009. And
her mom and sister didn't even come to the wedding. So I'm wondering what's wrong there.
Well, they're dysfunctional. Now, those Judds are screwed up. They really are. I always thought and I love their music, but I always thought the whole Mama Judd and Baby Judd, the Winona Naomi thing was just weird. There's something weird about that. I give this one, what do you think, a year? The marriage to the drummer?
I don't know.
Let's go for about a year on that. All right, as a gambler and a guy who loves casinos and wishes he didn't, did you see, I know Tina did because she gave me the story, Peon, did you or Dan see the roulette wheel story?
We talked about it yesterday.
Yes.
One of those days you were off. Yeah.
The number 19.
Number 19.
Seven times in a row, yeah.
There's something wrong there.
And it was weird, too. Out of five spins before that, 20 came up four times.
Yeah,
there was another 19 in the middle there.
Yeah, don't tell me there's not something wrong with that wheel, because they've still never come back and said it was tested by the Gaming Commission and found to be perfectly... We haven't heard that report yet. There's something funny going on. Now, I like this idea. This is opened in Canada. Hopefully, it'll come our way. This is a gym, and it's for plus-size people. Like, I could go into this gym, and if you're thin and you're really in good shape, you're out. Once you get down in your weight and you're out of there, because this way you don't have... See, the problem I had when I did go to gym a couple of times, I don't like working out in the same place with, like, Steve Savard or somebody.
Yeah.
Okay? I don't want that. And I also... I'd like to look around and see some other people that look like me or even worse.
Puffing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what they've done with this. It's called Body Exchange. And it says a lot of gym goers don't like to look around at thin, energetic people. It makes them feel worse. They don't come back. So they've decided to open this place. They said it's the only gym to launch a weight-based policy. Now, in New York City, there's a place called Buddha Body. You know what Buddha looks like?
Yeah.
That kind of guy? That's a similar idea. There's one called Downsize Fitness in Chicago, Las Vegas, and Dallas. I think this is a fantastic idea. I almost said I would go to a gym like this, and then I caught myself.
Yes.
And before I could say it, I didn't say it. Now, there's a website. There are a lot of dating websites, eHarmony, Match.com, whatever. This is one where they try to put people together. You know how some couples, they say, oh, they even look alike. They're so perfect for each other. They favor each other. This is a computer program. You send them profile shot, straight on shot. They try to match you up with somebody who looks kind of like you. I don't want a woman who looks like me.
No, really?
And they use examples. They take stars, like they say, Denzel Washington and his wife. They have similar facial features. They have the same chin, the same smile.
Hey.
Their eyes are the same distance apart. No, they're not.
I don't think so.
I think you imagine that because you just, it's in your head.
There was a Seinfeld episode. Jerry was dating a girl that looked just like him, and then they were exactly alike. She liked the same cereal and everything.
Now, see, here's a better idea. It's still sick. What about a site where, if you've got a thing for Ashley Judd or Kim Kardashian or whoever it is, how about getting the people to sign on who look like certain stars? Like if a woman likes...
Johnny Depp.
Good one.
Right.
Every guy who kind of looks like Johnny Depp, you click on Johnny Depp, and here are all the people we have who've enrolled who kind of look like... It's still sick, you know, that you're trying to hook up with somebody who looks like a star but isn't really a star. You watch. That'll be next. They'll come up with that, because I think that's a pretty good idea. Got a guy who has shot himself in the penis. He was adjusting his handgun. And he deserves, I think, to be shot in the penis. He's 45 years old. Yeah. He's 45 years old. He's worked for a heating and air conditioning company. And he said he was adjusting his gun in his pants, and it went off, and he shot himself in the penis. Now, here's the deal. It was a Glock. I have about four Glocks. Anybody dumb enough to use that gun as a concealed 40 caliber Glock kind of deserves to be shot. That gun has no safety on it. It's a semi-automatic handgun with no safety.
That's not good.
No, not good at all. Not for concealed carry, and not if you're going to be adjusting your pants.
Not if you're going to hang it down there around your...
That's right, around your boys.
Yeah.
Or as Kramer used to say when he was talking about wearing jockey shorts, Jerry, my boys need a house. My boys need a house. Something else to worry about, the Lone Star tick. It says if you get a bite from the Lone Star tick, it looks innocent enough, but it can really, it can mess you up. In fact, it causes you to have a violent allergic reaction to meat, and you will become a vegetarian. Oh, I don't want this thing to bite me.
What?
Says that it gets it. Well, no, they've got actual cases where it gets into. Let me see. How do you pick this thing up?
How in the heck do you know it's a Lone Star?
It says
tick?
Saliva.
Looks like a star.
It's saliva that sneaks into any tiny wound that you might have in your mouth. They call it a wound, like a sore, can trigger an allergic reaction to meat. People eat beef, and then anywhere from 3 to 6 hours later, they start having these violent reactions. So another, add that to your list of West Nile, whatever, and E. coli, mad cow, what's it called again? The Lone Star tick. Let me see what else I have to share with you to make your life better. Oh, just real quickly, I didn't see the whole video. The woman on the bus, the 68-year-old woman or whatever, who was a bus monitor. She used to be a driver, Karen Klein. And these young punks were insulting her, calling her name. Did you know that one of the kids insulted her and called her fat and said, you're so fat and ugly, your kids ought to commit suicide. And one of her children actually has committed suicide. Not because of that, but it's just a bizarre coincidence that she had her eldest son 10 years ago took his life. Now, why would we not publicize the names of these kids, embarrass and humiliate their parents? I think you should. Mm-hmm. I really do. Because my guess as to what will happen to these morons is nothing. Nothing will happen. They'll go through life and just continue to be losers and jerks, yeah. Before we get to the joke, you know what industry is dying, and it's soon to be a completely lost art? The clown business. Really? People used to go to clown school.
Yeah.
And they say they're just nobody is becoming a clown because now they've just decided clowns creep kids out.
Yeah, and you know what? I know a lot of people that are grown-ups that are afraid of clowns.
Yeah. I don't get it.
I don't get it.
I think
it
it's because of movies like, what was that, It?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that movie?
Yeah. Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Did you ever see that one?
Yeah. And then wasn't there, there were a couple other clowns where the clown just was like, John Wayne Gacy was actually, he killed a bunch of young boys, and he was a part-time clown.
Yeah.
So you can say goodbye to the clown business. If you're thinking about going to clown school to make a living, you may want to rethink that. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
This could be the oldest blonde joke in existence, because I've known it forever. We haven't told it for a while. It's a blonde who walks into the kitchen from the backyard, and her husband is at the kitchen table having breakfast, and she walks over to him with her hands stretched out in front of her, palms up, and in each hand is a pile of fresh, steaming dog doo-doo. Oh. And she looks at him and says, "Whew, look what I almost stepped in."
With your Golden Oaklandine airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. So it's pretty bad out there, huh, Tim?
Yeah, and Highway 40 seems to be where the bulk of everything is. Here's what we've got. We've got stop-and-go traffic from Kings Highway through McCausland. Then we had, it looked like a minor accident just after McKnight that was slowing things down. Then another major accident that it was had the right lane blocked just after Mason. Another accident just after 141. That was on the shoulder. And then you're still working with that accident about a half a mile west of Highway K. That's on the right shoulder now, but you backed up to that research overpass. So along Highway 40, if you're going out there, you're slowing down. You've got all those accidents. Eastbound 4064, midway between Mason and 270. Looked like about an 8-car accident that had the right lane blocked and traffic was backed up to Chesterfield Parkway East. Looking at Highway 70 westbound, you've got that accident. They're putting it up on a truck now. It's just after Mid Rivers Mall Drive. It is on the right shoulder, but traffic is jamming up approaching Cave Springs. Southbound 270, you still have that stop-and-go traffic from Page down through Big Bend. Eastbound 270, that's heavy from McDonald or a little east of McDonald through New Florissant. They cleared an accident now on eastbound 44 at Jefferson, so you're just a little slow in two right lanes from Grand through Jefferson. And it looks like downtown westbound 5570 is slowing from Route 3 overpass up to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Exxon Fuels. At Exxon and Mobil, their smart gasoline helps your engine get better fuel economy. Learn more at fuelprogress.com. Think clean. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Let's go, go, batter up!
The Redbirds are back.
Well, then who's on first?
Yes.
You mean the fellow's name?
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
I'm asking you.
Want the inside scoop on all things Cardinals?
Text cards to 84126 and you'll be in the know from the Big 550 KTRS.
Attention all women with a muffin top. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that people who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems, such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news, because women who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa, a clinically proven way for women to lose weight all over. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be a female over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-300-8260 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a 6-month clinical study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa. And if you're a woman, now you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa. 1-800-300-8260. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-300-8260. That's 1-800-300-8260.
My wife and I were carefully balancing our budget just getting by when, wham, the washing machine died. Then, wham, again, the freezer had a meltdown.
It's hard enough paying for a home these days, and for many families, it only takes one broken appliance to break the bank. Just to repair a refrigerator, hundreds of dollars. Hundreds for plumbing. Replace an air conditioner? That can cost thousands. No wonder more and more American households are taking advantage of American Home Shield's Home Protection Plan. We help protect you and your wallet against unexpected appliance repairs, including your air conditioner, water heater, plumbing, refrigerator, washer, and much more. For valuable free information, call 1-800-500-3303. Claims are subject to a service fee for each trade called. Some exclusions and limitations apply. Let's face it, appliances around our homes do break down. So protect yourself and your wallet with our home protection plan. For valuable free information, including terms, rates, and coverage, call 1-800-500-3303. That's 1-800-500-3303.
Men are so hard to shop for.
Women are so hard to shop for.
I mean, what do you buy a man? A tie?
You can't buy women clothes, and flowers get old after a while.
That's why I'm glad I discovered GourmetGiftBaskets.com.
GourmetGiftBaskets.com is perfect. They'll even give you a free gift-giving guide.
They have hundreds of gift basket ideas. Something perfect for every man.
Perfect for every woman.
Golfers, beer drinkers, baseball fans.
Chocolate lovers, wine connoisseurs.
Fishermen, sports fanatics.
Coffee lovers, spa lovers, health nuts, gardeners.
Perfect man gifts.
Perfect woman gifts.
Perfect for every occasion.
Perfect for every budget. And these are gourmet gift baskets.
Even Oprah gave them away on Dr. Phil's 1000th show.
And if you're a last-minute shopper like me, no problem.
Your gourmet gift basket can arrive the same day.
Now women are easy to shop for.
Now men are easy to shop for.
Just go to GourmetGiftBaskets.com and check out all the amazing gifts you can give.
They'll even give you a free gift-giving guide.
That's GourmetGiftBaskets.com.
GourmetGiftBaskets.com.
Guys, why is it important to increase your testosterone levels? Because testosterone is what makes a man a man. It's no secret as we age, our testosterone levels decline. So if you're a man and are experiencing any of the following symptoms, you qualify for a risk-free trial of Bravado. But first, you have to answer yes to one of the following. Are you concerned about your sex drive? Do you worry about your strength and libido? What about stamina and endurance? Well, if you want to promote your libido, muscle mass, and increase your testosterone levels, we're going to give you a risk-free trial of Bravado. Just call this toll-free number and claim yours. 1-800-500-4151. We guarantee once you try Bravado, you won't believe the difference. That's why we'll let you try it risk-free. Call now for your risk-free trial of this breakthrough supplement and increase your testosterone levels naturally. Call 1-800-500-4151. That's 1-800-500-4151. 1-800-500-4151.
This is Bill Haas. I'm a Democrat, and I want to be your next lieutenant governor. These are the issues I will address. The care of our veterans, the care of our seniors, of which I'm one. Banning corporate political contributions, banning public monies for companies like Walmart, stopping cruelty to animals on factory farms, and freezing property taxes for seniors. And I will put people before politics every time. To learn more, please go to VoteHaas.com. Paid for by Bill Haas for Lieutenant Governor.
Francine Lamond's Treasurer.
Have storm damage to your roof, siding, or gutters? Hi, Mark Connolly, Manager of Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. A family tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
Go ahead. Funny talking man wants to sing along.
Oh.
Make me feel fine. Kind of divorce. Make me warm over. Be my mother, be in the dying.
I'd rather hear Mike Evans' dog barking in the back.
Well, that's why it's hurting his ears. That's why he's barking.
And him going, shh.
I'm assuming that's his daughter's dog or something, because he's not in Southern California. Well, that's a little yip-yapper, whatever it is. It is time to check in with Mike Evans, courtesy of Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. ThompsonPrice.com would be the website. And now here with somebody's dog, I'm sure it's his little grand dog, Mike Evans, everybody.
Give it up.
What a crappy little barking, nippy-ass dog.
Yeah, because you wouldn't take Bogey.
Bogey wouldn't do that.
Bogey would not do that.
Bogey's got manners.
More manners than that.
Yep.
Yeah. This dog has not been taught radio etiquette, apparently.
Apparently not.
Now, what kind of dog is that little yapper? What is that?
It's just like a Maltese, I think they call them.
Mm. Oh, okay. Right. Those white dogs, right?
Yeah, little white yipping dog, slobbering dog.
Slobbering yipper.
Yeah. What's going on, Homer?
Hey, we start off with a pop quiz question. How many Twitter followers does Justin Bieber have? 10 million? 20 million? 30 million? I gave you the answer in just a minute. You know, it's interesting. He had this show, Bieber Around the World. Did you hear about that?
I watched it. I watched it last night.
What'd you think of it?
I got to tell you something. I didn't realize till I saw it how big a star this guy is. It's unbelievable.
Well, he may not be as big a star as you think, because it came in fourth out of five rated shows last night. It came in fourth. Very, very disappointing to the studio. They were very, very upset with how bad the ratings were. I think his core are those kids.
Yeah,
but I don't know. Well, once you get past 17-year-old girls, I don't know how big his draw is now anymore.
But it's just the sheer numbers.
Although I know one. Not middle-aged guy, bald-headed,
what?
From the Midwest. Apparently, likes him a lot.
Well, you can't be talking about me. I don't know anything about him. But I watched this last night.
You were just saying what a great star he was.
No, I'm saying he's much bigger than I ever realized he was. And I watched the reaction of those kids, and it was like the Beatles all over again. I mean, screaming and pulling their hair and crying and fainting and the security detail. It's huge.
Boy, don't I know what that's like.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Well, you've been in movies. You've been on TV. No, you were in K-Rock. Come on.
I got a couple love nuggets. Johnny Depp and Vanessa Paradis are definitely broken up. They were together 14 years, two kids. Word is that Johnny Depp was wandering off the reservation.
Well, I don't believe that.
Boy, I can't imagine he doesn't have women throwing him themselves at him every day.
I think that's.
And here's some inside scoop: that Sofia Vergara. Now we know why she broke up with Nick Loeb, who she's back together with. When Sofia was out on location and doing shooting her show, he's having orgy parties and paying prostitutes to have orgies. Is that wrong to do that?
I need to check the law books.
Everybody's got to make a living.
Yeah, but when you look at her, you got to wonder, who else could you want? I mean,
and why in the world would she take him back?
I don't know.
I don't get it. Anger Management, I got a review for you. It starts June 28th. It's on the FX Network. It is, of course, Charlie Sheen's new show. Charlie's named Charlie again, like he was in his last show. This show, he has an ex-wife, a teenage daughter. Instead of a naggy house cleaner, he's got a naggy bartender played by Brett Butler.
Holy cow.
I can't stand her.
Yeah.
She's really good in this part, though. He plays a baseball player who has a bad temper, breaks a bat over his knee, and shatters his knee, and his career is over, becomes a psychiatrist, and hence the anger management. He is really good in this, and so are the clients. Some of the clients are really funny. Some of them are convicts. This film is surprisingly good. I never liked Two and a Half Men. You guys like Two and a Half Men?
Well, I liked it until I saw it about three times, and it was the same show every time.
Yeah.
This has great potential. This sounds like a combination, sort of a Cheers. Bob Newhart is the psychiatrist. It's like a couple of three shows that I think it's got great potential.
I think it's going to do very well. Three stars for the new Anger Management, June 28th on the FX Network. And a couple of quick odds and ends. Elvis Presley and Jimi Hendrix are going to be together in a hologram concert New Year's Eve at Las Vegas Hilton Hotel.
Wow. That's almost creepy.
Yeah, it is.
it's borderline creepy. It really is.
Wow.
Maybe they can get Dick Clark to come out and introduce them.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to tell you something. Let me tell you, we're within 30 years, we may be gone when it happens, of computers being able to literally take the movements, the voice, tonality, and recreate people in a hologram. I'm not kidding. I think they can almost bring people back to life that way. We're almost there.
They're doing it pretty much. They're on the way.
Look at those commercials, like that beer commercial that John Wayne was in. I mean, it looked like it was just shot by John Wayne recently to sell beer. They did such a good job.
And you know what? We never say anything really nice about it. I'm not a big fan, but special kudos to Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, my goodness.
Who has generated millions of dollars for her own charity. It's called Cancer Care. And I just found out the other day that she really works hard on this and really makes a lot of money, generates a lot of money for this really good cause.
And I think that's fantastic, but nothing she ever does will cause me to be a fan of Whoopi Goldberg.
No, I'm not a fan. By the way, you know we're going to we're headed out to California tomorrow, so this will be our last report from St. Louis.
Oh,
sad.
Oh.
And finally,
come see us.
Sad.
Are you going to be? Will you be on with us tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll be on with the regular number tomorrow.
Okay. He's a professional, Dan. And
that's what I am.
Okay. I'll be darned.
Mike Tyson would spell it out for you if you didn't know it by
spell it out.
By heart.
Professional. Huh?
A-R-A-M-I-R-I-M.
No, that's not right. No. Okay. No. How many Bieber followers, how many Twitter followers does Bieber have? 10, 20, or 30 million?
Tina.
I'll go 20.
20 million.
30.
I'll have to go 30.
Answer's 20 million. Mike Evans from St. Louis. See ya.
Now, who got it right?
Dan and I.
Yeah.
All right, Dan.
Spanking room for you, Dan.
Dan, way to go. And Tina, see you in the rewards room at 6 o'clock.
I never get to go to the rewards room.
No, you don't. We're short on awards. We only have so many rewards and awards. And if we had more, Dan, I'd include you. But few and far between. So we have to just selfishly only give to one or two people. So Tina's got one. Hey, I meant to mention this earlier, but I didn't. And this is just a testament to the power of the Big 550. Pay close attention to this. Advertisers, those of you who are wasting your money trying to reach people, We had this Dr. Draghi on about how long ago? Not even an hour
4:30?
Yeah. And I got a text from Little Patriots Embraced. And for those of you who didn't hear it, the short version of what's taking place here is a week from today. It's a charity thing, $500. You get to go up to the plate and hit up to 5 minutes. You pick your favorite song. They play that song over the PA system. And you get to stand there and hit at home plate. You can invite up to five friends. They announce your name on the PA. They take video of it. It's a big deal. There are 10 slots available. In less than 10 minutes after he was on here, two of them were gone.
Wow. Yeah.
So there you have it. The power of the Big 550. There is a warning that has been issued, and I don't even know that we need this. I don't think nobody would have to tell me this. Although, when I was a kid, I did this a lot, drinking from a garden hose. Because number one piece of entertainment when I was a kid in the hot summer was the garden hose.
Oh, sure.
I mean, if you had an outside water faucet and a hose hooked up, you had a blast. You could make up games. You could jump, instead of jump rope, jump the stream of water.
Use your thumb on the end of it to spray it out and everything.
Remember shooting it straight up and trying to get it to come straight down on you? You had to get the angle right if the wind... I mean, we had more fun with the garden hose, and we drank from it. And now they say you shouldn't do that. And if you think about it, you really shouldn't, because... The garden hose sits there. Everything in the world can crawl up in there. Any kind of tick or bug or parasite or whatever. And then you drink water from it, and it's going to flush whatever that is in right into your system. They say let it run for a while. But the best thing to do is just don't drink from the garden hose. But again, I say look at us. All of us who did that. And all of us
We're
who
still
did
here.
Yeah, and we didn't even live in a neighborhood where anybody had a pool. Are you kidding? A swimming pool?
There's no residual effects of all of us drinking from the hose. We're all normal people.
Exactly. You got that right, Peon. And only one of our neighbors, and everybody else was jealous, every other kid was jealous, had the slip and slide.
Oh, man.
And that kid had more friends in the summer than he could keep up with, because everybody went over, and they were all yellow, weren't they? If I remember,
yeah.
I think they were yellow.
Yeah, they were.
And I remember the kids that had the swing sets, but the slide had water. Have you ever seen these? Instead of just...
Oh, you could hook a hose up
to
it.
Yes, it had you hooked the hose right to the slide, and the slide became a sheet of water, a waterfall. And it was there anything hotter as a kid, if you had shorts on, than a metal slide?
Oh, that was brutal.
Third-degree burns as soon as you got on it. We're going to take a little break so we can come back and do an official, proper goodbye on the Big 550 KTRS.
With your Golden Oakland airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks, Tina. Well, two of the accidents on westbound 4064 have been cleared. The one after Mason and the one after 141. Really, it's not that bad. You're just a little slow on westbound 40 between Spady and Mason, and then heavy from the Spirit Overpass to the Boone Bridge. They're still working with the accident. They have the right lane blocked on eastbound 4064 just before 270, and that traffic is jammed solidly to Chesterfield Parkway East. They've cleared the accident on westbound 70 after Mid Rivers Mall Drive, and it's looking a lot better. You're just a little slow now from 370 through Mid Rivers and then 79 through T.R. Hughes. Southbound 270, it is slow. It's moving, but it's slow between Page and Ledoux. But then you start hitting some stop-and-go areas from Highway 40 down through Big Bend. And downtown, it looks like eastbound 40, that is all thinned out. Eastbound 270 is just a little heavy now. Lindbergh through 170. This traffic report brought to you by BP. Want to go a little farther between Phillips? Use BP gasoline with Invigorate. When used continuously, it can help you go a little farther between Phillips. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you are a CEO, you know success is a matter of getting the right players in the right roles with the right goals. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Every coach is looking for the right combination to take their team to the next level. And now you can find the right solution for your business from Insperity.
More than 100,000 companies are using Insperity high-performance HR and business solutions. From recruiting, employment screening, and retirement services to time and attendance, organizational planning, as well as performance and expense management. Or to move your company ahead as far and as fast as possible, ask about our workforce optimization solution. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your business performance advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
All right, just enough time to do a proper goodbye. Thank you very much for joining us. I'm on assignment tomorrow, but have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
From ABC News, I'm Brad Wheelis. A complete change in his story. One of Jerry's